What a voice.
Well, thanks. I've,
is this a natural gift substantiated with lessons or vice versa? Or
I've never taken lessons per se, but you pick things up over the years. And I have choral training. I've sung in choirs. I directed the choir at United Lutheran Church in Lantz for some years. Every summer, I arrange a big closing number for our choirs and bells concert on the waterfront in Lantz so that we have a big finale number. So I have some vocal training, but not solo voice lessons per se. It's just you learn how to do it.
Right. A natural gift and experience. You had great control. A very nice voice. Loved that.
Well, thank you.
We're going to have you singing more, Todd. You're hiding all these talents over there in our sister station, so this is really good. This
And like I say, I get out every once in a while. Yeah. I will be performing coming up in early December at the Advent Songfest in Lantz, and the date escapes me right now. It's either the 3rd or the 10th of December. I think it's early, but it's on our web calendar. Right. You can check it out there. So I'll be one of many community members and groups who will be singing there, and the Lantz Variety of Music Show will be coming up in January. I'm sure I'll be a part of that.
But, yeah, you do a lot. Hey, Todd, I want to backtrack to a conversation you and I had some months back.
Okay.
I interviewed Tony.
You really think that I'm going to remember that far back?
Well, you'll remember because it was your experience. I had Tony Tennille on the show a couple of times.
Yes.
And you mentioned that you had a chance to perform with Tony Tennille.
I did perform
Tell me about Tony Tennille. Yeah.
Tony was she's a very sweet lady, very, very talented. I was, for many years, part of a very large concert band in Southwest Michigan. I was the principal trombonist for the Kalamazoo Concert Band. And the Kalamazoo Concert Band, it is a community band of about 110 members. It's huge. And a couple of foundations behind it give it a fair amount of money. So they have a budget of $120,000, $130,000 a year. And they bring in a name performer each year to do their Christmas concert. And so through this, over the years, I've had the chance to perform with Tony Bennett, Roger Williams, The Fifth Dimension, Hal Linden, Tony Tennille. Tony Orlando was a ton of fun. I loved working with Tony Orlando. Glenn Campbell, some years ago, what an immensely talented man. So sad that he's now in the stages of dementia and Alzheimer's, that he's out of the picture. But a whole bunch of these things, and the value to it is not necessarily that you get to say afterwards, I got to perform with so-and-so.
Right.
The value of it is that when, as a musician, you grow by being put in situations in which you have to raise your game. And when you're in a situation where all of a sudden they pass out the charts that they used on their recent album that the pros played, and you say, oh, man, and you have to elevate yourself. That's what makes you better as not only as a musician, but pretty much any situation in life. You can't shy away from situations like that. You have to step up, and sometimes you'll screw up. I biffed a really bad note on a concert once of that nature. But it, you know, you grow, you learn, you become better. And that was Judy Collins.
I love that attitude. And when I see somebody do something really well, it inspires me. Like, well, I want to do that really well like that.
Roger Williams gave us a little pep talk before he did the show with us. And he said, an audience will forgive almost anything. An audience will forgive your wrong notes. They'll forgive you if you come in the wrong place. They'll forgive you if you're a little bit out of tune. The only thing an audience will not forgive, and they will never forget it, is if you don't give a full 100% when you perform.
Mm-hmm.
If you give a less than full effort, they will walk away feeling unfulfilled and they will never forget it. Every time you perform, you've got to give that effort. And it's something that it stuck with me, and I have shared that with groups that I've directed so many times over the years. They're all sick of hearing it.
But it's a great thing to share and keep passing on, and too bad if they're all sick of hearing it.
Yeah.
that's really, because it is so important. And when I've performed in the past, my thought has always been, whether it's 100 or 1,000, they deserve your best.
Yeah, I have played in church basements where there were fewer people in the audience than there were in the band.
Yeah.
I have played on the stages of great auditoriums with thousands of people out there, and they're all the same. They're all the same. There's a story. Let me see if I can pull this story back. It's not a musical story.
Okay.
It's a story about Ted Williams late in his baseball career. His final season, he was struggling, and I don't know if this is apocryphal or true, but the story works. He was sitting on the bench during a game, and they were losing, and for some reason, the manager sent him up as a pinch hitter. And Ted goes up to the plate, his feet are bad, slaps a ground ball to the shortstop, and takes off running like crazy towards first base, and was thrown out, and he limped back to the dugout, and some young player who was sitting next to him said, "Mr. Williams, we're losing the game. You were a sure out. Why did you work so hard? And Ted Williams said, "Son, that may be the only time some of those people get to see me play. I don't want them thinking I dog it."
That's right. Love this. Yes. Yes. It's very encouraging. It's very uplifting. It's very inspiring. Stories like that.
Gosh, I'm inspiring?
You are inspiring, Todd. That's what I've been trying to tell you.
I've been known to inspire people to do certain things, but they're not usually good things. The bottom line is, what I can do can help the community. And it helps if our communities are a little bit better place because I've been able to share this gift. God gives us all gifts. Some are more obvious than others. Some like the gifts that you and I have. And it makes me so uncomfortable sometimes. It puts us in the spotlight and people come up and they say, "Gosh, that's wonderful. Gosh, you're great. Gosh, that's..." I'm no better than anybody else who's keeping the books for a community organization. That's a secret gift. I'm no better than the person who makes sure that the church bathroom is clean. That's a hidden thing.
Right.
They don't get that kind of credit. Everybody should get that kind of credit. Everybody has a gift. Everybody is called upon to share.
Would you play, you had mentioned a humorous song.
I will try this.
Okay, all right. I'm all game for trying.
I will try this.
Okay.
This is a little tough. What I've learned is that it's very hard to talk while you're playing.
Oh, I agree. I agree.
"Now I know a man. He's a hardworking man. He gets up real early and he goes downtown. And about 15 minutes after he's been gone, well, there's a big milk truck pulls up on the lawn and that milkman runs up to the door where that man's wife is waiting for him in a kimono. And she plants a big old kiss on his cheek and they both go inside and that truck never moves for an hour or two. Well, it's none of my business. But one day I called him aside and I told him what was going on while he was gone. And he said, 'Yeah, I guess that's so. But do you know, we're never out of milk. Or cottage cheese, or yogurt, or ice cream. None of them other cowy things. I guess he's making the best of a bad situation. Don't want to make waves, can't you see? He's just making the best of a bad situation. Reckon I'd do the same if it was me. Now I know a man, he's an educated man, he's an alligator wrestler. Jumps right in and grabs those long green boogers by whatever you grab those long green boogers by. Anyway, one day he's got a full Nelson on this big alligator when this other alligator sneaks up right behind him and bites his right ear plumb off. Didn't bat an eye, just crawled off into the shade and went to sleep. The alligator, not the man. Well, it's none of my business. But one day I said, 'Gee, it's sure too bad about that little accident that you had, because now your hat's going to fall down over your eyes, and you're never going to be able to be a gypsy because you got no place to hang a gold earring.' And he just looked me straight in the eye and he said, 'Eh? I guess he's making the best of a bad situation. Don't want to make waves, can't you see? He's just making the best of a bad situation. Reckon I'd do the same if it was me. Now I know a lady, she's a mighty fine lady, got a heart of gold, wouldn't harm a fly, she's just trying to get by, keep her house in order, but don't you know that her husband, he worked so hard, he come unglued, come unwrapped, he just snapped, thinks he's a chicken, one of them cackling Colonel Sanders types, roosts in a bush by the side of the house, well, it's none of my business. But one day I said, 'Have you ever thought about finding him a doctor who could make him well?' And she said, 'Well, I have now and then, but then again, you don't eat much, just chicken feed. All that pecking in the ground don't hurt nothing.
Heaven knows we can use the eggs. I guess she's making the best of a bad situation. Don't want to make waves, can't you see? She's just making the best of a bad situation. Reckon I'd do the same if it was me. We're all just making the best of a bad situation. Yeah, we're all in this together, you and me.
I do like the occasional song. People who have listened to me know I like songs that tell stories. I like songs that are a little bit upbeat like that. So,
I loved your presentation of that. That was very enjoyable.
I'm glad you liked it.
And very funny.
Dickie Feller wrote that. Dick Feller. Back in the 70s.
What is the most gratifying for you?
The most gratifying thing for me is I don't see much of the audience while I'm performing. I'm concentrating too much on what I'm doing. Like I said earlier, I'm not terribly comfortable singing and holding a guitar. It is not my real... I'm very comfortable standing on stage holding a trombone. Holding a guitar, not so much. So there's a great deal of concentration that goes into this and a whole lot of nervousness yet. You like to see the reaction from the audience afterward. And if I'm doing a song like that, I'm hoping they're smiling.
Right.
When I'm done, I hope they're not going...
Yeah. Let's see, what other surprises can you pull out of your hat? You know, one last thing, Todd. I would like to ask you, what would you say to a young person who is considering getting into music, learning maybe the school band, and they have a natural gift? How can you inspire those kids?
Well, first of all, understand, I went through a really good high school band program. I still correspond 40 plus years later now with people from that band. Most of them have not played an instrument of any sort since they graduated. Still one of the highlights of their high school and junior high school experiences. It's not necessarily about the music. It's about what you learn along the way. It's about learning to work together as a team. It's about going through shared experiences. And so even if you don't have a great musical gift, if there's a way that you can contribute, do it. You'll thank yourself for it 10 years, 15, 20, 30, 40 years from now. And if you do have that gift, do everything you can to try to find different ways to express it. You know, talk to the folks about it at PJ's Rock Camp. If you've got the gift, you might be involved in there. That will challenge you. That will make you grow. Find any opportunity to perform, to play, to try something new. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Fear of performing is one of the greatest fears people have. But what I tell young people is this. The audience is on your side. They're out there rooting for you. They want you to do well. They are not out there waiting for you to hit a clunker and go, "Ah, ha, 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 we knew he couldn't do it." That's not what they're about at all. Relax. Go out. Have fun. You will screw up. I guarantee it, but you will live past it, and you will grow from it, and you will have the time of your life.